Jen Sabella is with Block Club Chicago. She brings us extremely local news. Good morning, Jen. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing okay. How about you?
All right. And I know that one of the big problems in all neighborhoods, social media rumors that are completely unfounded. And our new police superintendent spoke out about that. What did he say?
You know, this is something that when he said it, we all in the newsroom sighed with relief that he said this. We've been chasing down, and we found a lot of our days taken up by chasing down a lot of false tips. So there have been rumors that there are gas cans everywhere in alleys. We're seeing this in the suburbs, too, that there are white supremacists with rifles in the park, and there's a meme going around that the whole north side is going to be set on fire. And all of it is not true, according to police, and they said this is leading to false calls coming in to an already overburdened 911 center. They are being set, officers who are already working, you know, overtime are being sent out on false calls because just people are panicked. They're seeing these things on social media. They're believing them, and they're wasting officers' time, and they're also scaring their neighbors. And we spoke to some activists about this too, and they said this is not helpful for anyone. In Ravenswood and Lincoln Square, we heard that some neighbors who were Black living in the neighborhood felt that their white neighbors were giving them like weird looks because of these rumors going around. They felt like targeted. Just creating the sense of fear is really dangerous for everyone involved. It's dangerous for the police, and it's dangerous for people living in the neighborhood. So just before you share something, think about it, throw it in the Google, see if it's been verified by a news source, or, you know, look into it yourself. But I know we had a reporter and the alderman of the first ward went, you know, door to door, alley to alley, looking for these alleged gas cans that were everywhere, and they were not found. So, and of course, people use gas cans just to fill up their, you know, lawnmower, their truck, or whatever. So I think people are just on edge, and it's not to say that there wasn't damage in the city, and there was, but it's just been very overblown, and it's causing a lot of panic. And stop.
I mean,
turn off social media, and I was like, yes.
Superintendent David Brown said, we need your help with rumors on social media that fuel some of the divisiveness in our city. This is fueling more and more anxiety, more and more anger. I gave my daughter a lecture about this last night. Think before you share.
Exactly.
Especially right
now. Consider the source. And also a lot of hearing, like, a friend of a friend of a friend said he saw this.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, there's your big red flag.
Always. Yeah. Let's move to more positive news. And this is the story about a Loop restaurant. Tell us about this, Jen.
So we know that there was some vandalism and looting throughout the city. And in the Loop, a restaurant called The Mark and Bar, their window was bashed in. They said some whiskey was stolen. They actually complimented whoever stole the whiskey, had a good taste. They said they took a very good whiskey.
Oh, that's nice.
yeah, they had a good sense of humor about it. They said, you know, this is a big problem, and we understand why people are marching, and it's unfortunate that we have to replace our window, but we're going to use this board to spread a positive message. So they took the board up covering, and they painted it, and they painted messages of love and, you know, bright colors and the Chicago flag with hearts in it. And I actually drove yesterday through Westtown and Wicker Park, and I saw this happening everywhere. There are a bunch of businesses on Ashland that painted their sign, their board ups on Milwaukee Avenue, on North Avenue and Wicker Park, just like signs of solidarity, of love. And it was really nice. It was very refreshing thing to see after so much negativity that's out there right now and so much toxicity, just to see even the business owners saying, you know, we're going to board up. It's not a big deal. Stop like hating each other and let's all, you know, fight for a better world, essentially. So it was really nice to see. And I hope that in the Loop, the Mark spread this throughout the rest of the city.
Yeah, that restaurant's at 60 West Adams. And it does make it less depressing when you drive by all of these boarded up businesses to see these nice messages on the board instead of just the empty board. I like that. There's also a nice story out of Pullman on the south side. And this is a donut shop, right?
Right. Old-fashioned donuts, in my opinion, the best donuts in the city. Hands down, they've been around for 47 years, really delicious and worth the trip to Pullman if you haven't had them. They also had their windows broken in over the weekend, and Lita Edwards, who's the granddaughter of Burrett Bullock, who runs Old Fashioned Donuts and has his whole life, she started a GoFundMe saying, hey, I'm going to try to raise $1,000 to replace the windows. It turns out everyone just was like, you know what, we're going to keep donating. They've raised more than $15,000 in less than 24 hours.
Wow.
The owners were like, we just wanted to fix our window. But now they're going to use the money to fix up some stuff in the donut shop that they've been putting off. New air conditioning, repairing some floors. They are just overwhelmed and so grateful to everyone who donated. Just a really good story of the community saying, oh, no, we love you guys. We are going to make sure you're taken care of. So the owner said, my motto is you keep buying, we keep frying. So there's nothing that's going to have him stop making donuts, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, there's the quote from Jen Sabella of Block Club Chicago. Best donuts in the city, old-fashioned donuts. They're at 11248 South Michigan Avenue. I'll have to cruise by and check that out.
Oh, you will not regret it. You will not regret it.
Are they still, now their hours are, well, they say 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. I guess that's still the case, right? Because they have a window.
And right, they're open. So they said, even if it's boarded up, if they haven't replaced the window yet, they're still slinging donuts. So feel free to come by and brighten your own day.
I love it. Thanks, Jen. Appreciate the extremely local news. As always, talk to you folks tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.